Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NaraBet.com, the home of sports betting.
No matter the stage, there's still room for greatness. No matter the stage, there's a bit of greatness in every man. There's power to rise.
Thank God it's Monday, and it's just 24 hours to the big game against Argentina. And while I can report to you authoritatively that the Super Eagles have arrived St. Petersburg and are in their Corinthians Hotel camp at the moment, Ahmed Musa, the man of the moment, insists it's not a big deal scoring against Lionel Messi-inspired Argentina side.
I think scoring against Argentina is not that difficult for me. Any game, I take it step by step. If I'm going to score against Argentina, I'm going to do that. So for me and for the team, we have to work very hard. We know the importance of the last game is do or die. We have to win. We don't have to lose. We have to go for draw or win. So at the final, at the 95th minute, we know who carried the day.
Well, while that is said, let's tell you that there is indeed chaos in the Argentina camp, because the tactical work that Argentina's coach Jorge Sampaoli may have planned for Tuesday's encounter with Nigeria may have leaked. Daily Mail of UK has revealed that a notebook shows a seven-a-side match during training session. The publication obtained in St. Petersburg could be an insight into Argentina's starting lineup. The scribbles on the notebook show that two seven-a-side teams lining up against each other in a knockabout in training, with two players, including Lionel Messi, similarly on substitute rotation. Argentina daily sports magazine Olé also published the pictures, which gave a possible indication as to Sampaoli's plans for the do-or-die clash with Nigeria. And having taken just 1 point on the opening two games, the South American side are on the brink of elimination after their 3-0 loss to Croatia. Of course, you know that Nigeria's win over Iceland on Friday has given the Super Eagles a lifeline. However, if Argentina can beat Nigeria and Croatia avoid defeat by Iceland, Sampaoli's side would make it through to the last 16. And that is the biggest talking point right now. The latest we hear from the camp as well is that the coach is out of favor and the players will be choosing their lineup for tomorrow's game. The Super Eagles will be hoping that's true, but you never can bank on that. Well, reactions are still trailing the Super Eagles' chances of qualifying for the last 16 of the World Cup. Latest to speak is the chairman of the Football Association of Akwa Ibom States, Emmanuel Iba.
Now we have gotten the momentum going because that was quite encouraging, and the team, they are ready to go. I'm sure that we are going to give Argentina a run for their money. Nigerians are always wanting results. We are never patient when it comes to football, and I'm sure that what was expected is what we got from the teaming Nigerian supporters, that, oh, we've not done well, the teams have not done well, we should do better than, and then that was what inspired the team. That momentum is going to be maintained.
What a rush. What ultimately, stakeholders, well-wishers insist the Super Eagles must focus and leave all the shaku-shaku right now, all right? It's time to play football, and that comes up in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Nigerian Football Federation has expressed joy at the news that Super Eagles goalkeeper Kalikeme has entered into complete remission from acute leukemia. This means he would now depart hospital as he begins journey to full recovery. NFF General Secretary Dr. Mohamed Sanusi said in St. Petersburg on Sunday that the Federation was delighted that the 32-year-old has made a significant improvement to attain remission and gradual recovery from the ailment. On Saturday, Ikeme announced on his Twitter handle, "After a tough year and intense chemotherapy treatment, I would like to let everyone know I am in complete remission." Remission is another word for recovery. And of course, right here from the crew of Rush Your Rush, we must say that we are totally excited about that. Well, we're all looking forward to the big game, and we're surely wishing the Super Eagles all the best. What a rush.
Hello? I would like to tell you about NairaBet.com, Africa's most popular sport betting company. The reason why they be Africa's most popular, they very simple.
They have bumper bonuses, guaranteed, same day payout, 24 hours customer service, and they go even teach you how to play and win. Now you fit play in the shop, through your phone, or online, and guess what? You fit start here now.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
All right, time to bring you up to speed with what happened at the World Cup yesterday. England recorded their biggest win at the World Cup to overwhelm Panama and secure a place in the last 16 before their final Group G game with Belgium. Harry Kane played a captain's role once more with a hat-trick to become the tournament's leading goal scorer with 5 goals as England built on their opening victory against Tunisia with an impressive show of ruthlessness and quality. John Stones opened the scoring with an early header before Kane added a second with a thunderous penalty after Jesse Lingard had been fouled. Lingard added a third in the 36th minute with a brilliant Colin effort from 25 yards. And as Panama crumbled, Stones crowned a slick set-piece routine by heading his second. And Kane made it 5-0 before halftime with another penalty after he was wrestled to the ground. Kane completed his treble with a fortunate deflection from Ruben Loftus-Cheek's shot after the break before Panama's noisy supporters were able to celebrate their first goal at the World Cup through Felipe Baloy. What a rush that was. Meanwhile, let's tell you that the head of the Serbian Football Association has accused governing body FIFA of showing bias against his country at a World Cup in Russia. Slavisa Kovesa says Serbia were victims of a brutal robbery during Friday's loss to Switzerland, accusing FIFA of directing officials to work against them. A FIFA spokesman confirmed a letter of protest had been received, but that no further comment will be made. Kovesa was unhappy a German referee had been appointed for the game involving Switzerland, claiming the move influenced some decisions, most notably the failure of the match official and video assistant referee to award a penalty when Aleksandar Mitrovic was wrestled to the ground by 2 Swiss players. All right, let's go to the news that Luka Modric may already have won a Ballon d'Or award if he was Spanish or German. And so says Croatia teammate Dejan Lovren. 32-year-old Modric scored a superb goal in Croatia's World Cup win over Argentina and netted a penalty against Nigeria. And the midfielder has been a regular at Real Madrid since 2012, and no Croatian has ever won the FIFA Ballon d'Or. And here's what Dejan Lovren says. He says Modric will probably be getting more attention than he is right now if he was a German or a Spanish player. He would maybe even be a Ballon d'Or winner. Come on, Lovren. What about Musa? Musa for Ballon d'Or as well. What a rush indeed. Well, let's quickly take this story. FIFA has opened disciplinary proceedings against 2 German officials who stormed towards the Sweden bench, gesticulating and clapping after the defending world champions' last gasp Group F victory on Saturday. Team media officer Ulrich Voigt and a German FA employee in charge of the DFB office for the national team, Georg Boloy, charged towards the Sweden bench, pumping their fist when Toni Kroos' stoppage time goal gave Germany a 2-1 victory. The Swedish coaching staff and reserve players stood up and immediately confronted them and shoved them back towards their technical area. The incident almost escalated into a wider physical altercation after Swedish officials pushed Bello away. Well, back to the action from yesterday. Colombia's World Cup campaign roared back to life with a 3-0 win over Poland in Group H on a sweltering evening at the Kazan Arena, which sent the Poles tumbling out of the tournament on Sunday. Defender Yerry Mina opened the score in the 40th minute with captain Radamel Falcao and winger Juan Cuadrado sealing a deserved victory with 2 goals in 5 minutes as desperate Poland chased the game in the last quarter. Poland became the first European side and the first team who were seeded in their group to crash out of the competition. Come on, what happened to Lewandowski? Midfielder James Rodriguez, winner of the Golden Boot at the last World Cup, returned to the starting lineup after injury and played a part in 2 of the goals as Colombia got back on track after the opening loss to Japan. The victory puts Colombia in 3rd place in a group on 3 points behind Japan and Senegal, who shared a 2-2 draw earlier yesterday to move to 4 points apiece. A victory for Senegal in their final first round match in Samara on Thursday will secure Colombia a spot in the last 16 as they target at least matching their charge to the quarterfinals in Brazil 4 years ago. For Poland, the optimism fostered by their quarterfinal spot in Euro 2016 and a strong qualifying campaign proved to be misplaced as they slumped to a 2nd successive defeat. Well, lastly, let's tell you that Iran coach Carlos Queiroz has criticized the video assistant referee system on Sunday and said it has left many fans sitting in the stands scratching their heads about what was going on. The new system was intended to correct refereeing errors, but has delivered more contention, with technology playing a decisive role in some matches during the World Cup in Russia. The 65-year-old Portuguese was initially reluctant to comment on the VAR for fear of retribution from the governing body, but then decided to speak on behalf of the game. Now here's what he said. Football belongs to the people. That cannot change. This is the people's game, Karras said ahead of Iran's final Group B match against Portugal at the Mordovia Arena on Monday. Let's hope he doesn't get slammed for that one. Well, today, four matches will be played. Two per group played simultaneously, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, 3 p.m. Uruguay and Russia, same time as well to find out who will finish first and second in that group. Don't forget, Saudi Arabia and Egypt are already out. So we'll get to see if Russia will finish above Uruguay or vice versa. In Group B, it's Portugal up against Iran, Spain up against Morocco at 7 p.m. What a rush, certainly, that's going to be, with Portugal and Spain looking for who would finish tops in Group B. What a rush that is. Well, Saudi Arabia to win is 4.45, a draw is set at 3.7, and Egypt to win is 1.9. Uruguay to win is 2.65 against Russia, that has a winning odd of 3.2, while a draw is set at 3.15. For Spain versus Morocco is 1.4 for a home win. For Spain, draw set at 5.25. Morocco to win is 10.25. While Iran versus Portugal, an interesting game. Iran to win is 6.25, a draw 3.75, and Portugal to win is 1.0. And we all know the place to put your money and get paid. It's on NairaBet.com.
NairaBet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one NairaBet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
All right, we'll keep monitoring events as they unfold at the World Cup, as we have been doing. And don't forget, my name is George Iniabasi, aka the Mighty George. You can find me on Twitter at Mighty George NG and on Instagram at Mighty George _ NG as well. In the coming days, you'll be giving out freebies, so make sure you are a regular listener of this show on Comfort 95.1 FM, and you can find it on all the social media platforms.
Russia Rush was brought to you by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.